Cheshvan, 31st of October, page Chaf Dalet.
It's October 31st.
31st, yeah.
Awesome.
I only know that because no one can do anything tonight.
Right. I wasn't going to mention that. On page Chaf Dalet. Again, the first full paragraph. Hanichnas la'omek halimud. Someone who enters into the depth of Torah study and knows how to negate, let's call them the distracting thoughts, things that draw on him. Margish gamas hanimus vatam shabbat Torah. Tastes the pleasantness and the taste of Torah. Kasher demionos kosmim la'odam b'tziyurim shalhanos v'tanugim v'chol anyanei olam hazeh. When imagine thoughts entice or enchant a person with images of pleasures of this world and other this worldly matters. Kashala limtzo tam beruchnias. It's very hard for him to find a taste in ruchnias. Sometimes you're trying to sell people something and they're so caught up with something much more superficial that they can't tell what you're talking about. So it's hard to taste ruchnias b'seichel bari v'amok, with a healthy seichel and a deep one. Rak ha-mishtachar mi-dimyonos of zochelizah. Only one who frees himself from his dimyonos merits this. V'zoi aderech, and this is the way, what he quoted before, ma'ata tekablu aleichem es hechreach alimud, if you accept upon yourself. Now, ma'ata, now, I mean, just do it.
So you have to quiet the demon, I mean, freeze it.
Yeah, and he was saying it's to kind of do it even without the inspiration or the predilection to want to learn.
Like an athlete.
Yeah, just do it. I hate to invoke Nike, but yeah.
Have you translated Dimyonos?
So Dimyonos, we mentioned this, is a hard word to translate. It's commonly translated as imagination or imagined thoughts or even delusions. But the word is used often in Sfarim to connote thoughts that are enticing. It's like with a mind we'd like to wander.
Wanderings of an idle mind.
Right, that's right.
It's like fantasy?
Yeah, fantasy. Fantasy is maybe the best word.
Expansive ideas.
Yeah, fantasy is a pretty good word. So if he just accepts, now this is what I must do. V'tilachamu neged hadimyon v'tuchlulo. That's when I was speaking at the Masif Tehera Shal Shudas, saying you did nefesh. A kid had asked a question about how do you come to like learning. So I mentioned that we sing you did nefesh with Vahaisalo Simchas Olam, but the original version, as it is in the Sefer Charedim, is Vahaisaloch Shufchas Olam. I said sometimes the question isn't how do I find learning more enjoyable, but what do I need to be doing? If you view yourself as on a mission, if you're a shifchas olam, this is what I have to do. It's not a question how much do I enjoy it. It's a question how do I do the job. And a soldier is fighting a battle. He doesn't say how do I get into this. He does what he's got to do. So if he accepts it, it's a hechreach. It's necessity. It's life. And you'll wage battle against the fantasy and beat him. Batucha. That's the same wording as when Yaakov or when Esau, the Sarshal Esau, can't beat Yaakov. Yeah, Rav Lachem Mikan al Haba. So then the end of that Rashi, it will be sweet to you from then on. Timtu Arebus Vitam Balim, you'll find sweetness and taste. There's flavor to the learning. V'yisraba HaCheshek Batara, and the desire for learning will increase. Shekol HaSchalos Kashos, because all beginnings are difficult. Kasha HaMalchama Ben HaSechel VaDimyon. It's a difficult battle between Sechel and Dimyon. Again, the Chazon Ish writes about that at length. Shehihi melchemes haTorah. That is the melchemes haTorah. Omdim b'melchemes zu al yidei hakaras ha'achreach shebeisek haTorah. We stand in this battle, meaning we succeed, by recognition of the necessity of Esek haTorah. Asher ilu lehi lo hayachayim. Without it, as the Medrash that we quoted before said, there is no life. Seichel einu dever yavish b'li ruachayim. Seichel is not a dry thing without life spirit to it. K'moshan medamim, as we imagine. L'mashal biyachas l'cheshbon matemati. For example, with regard to a mathematical cheshbon. So there it's dry seichel. It's dry intellect. The computer can figure this out, and the human mind can be trained to figure it out. But seichel hatorah is not that way. It's not dry intellect. Avot tzarach lichios bo. You have to live in it. There has to be chiyas. There's life in it. When we say that a person's midos affect how he processes the Torah, it means it's not a computer. A computer can't figure out the Torah. Ki chayim heim lamotz ayim, al tikri lamotz ayim, el lamotzi ayim b'chay. They are life to those who find them, as a pasuk in Mishlei, and Chazal make a famous drasha. Don't read it as those who find them, but lamotzi ayim, those who are motzi them, which means to bring them out. So Chazal make a drasha that you should say the words of Torah with your mouth. There's a medrash that I think Rabbi Yaakov got sick, and he forgot his learning. And they said it was because he didn't say the words out loud. If you say the words out loud, you make more of a kinyan.
Can you just say one more time?
Yeah, the pasuk says, it's a pasuk earlier in Mishlei. It says, they are life for those who find them. It's talking about words of Chachma, words of Torah. And Chazal make a drasha, the word motz ehem means one who finds them. But you could read it as motzi ehem, those who are motzi them, when motzi means to bring something out, motzi lachem in haaretz. So they make a drasha that words of Torah are life for those who are motzi them, those who bring them out. If you don't bring them out, they're not life. It means to utter them, to actually say the words. Haboleya daf ha-gemara be'inayim. One who swallows a blot of gemara, say, ingests a blot of gemara with his eyes. Mibli levato lohotzio besvasev, without articulating it and saying it with his lips. Ein advarim chayim etzlo. The words are not alive by him. Ach kishemotzio sam befiv. When he says them with his mouth, ozhem chayim, then they're really life. The true skula can mean capability. It can also mean like charm, like let's say special nature. In the absence of Rick giving me a better English word, but the true skula and the true level of Eisek HaTorah, hidavka b'dibuk chaver, it's with clinging with friends, which is one of the midos that our Chazal enumerate of how Torah is acquired. As the Mishnah says earlier, two people are sitting and busy with Torah, the Shekhinah dwells among them, between them. One person who sits and is busy in Torah, Hashem gives him a reward. So you'll notice, b'shnayim yeshnam divrei Torah, when you have two people, Revolva points out what's the defining characteristic. You have words of Torah. If two people are sitting there, there are words exchanged. Beneim shruya hashchinas. That's where Chazal said the Shechina is there. Echad osek b'Torah, one who's busy with Torah, that lo b'divrei Torah. It's not words of Torah. I guess he's assuming that if he's by himself, there aren't really words exchanged, even if he says the words out loud. So then, sachar yeshlo. Then there's reward. Hashchina ain't a shruya alav. But the Shekhinah isn't there. Okay, he tells us to look at the Maral's Perush on that Mishnah. I'll have to do that. I'm not sure what he says. But maybe something along these lines. Divrei Torah mishavim rak b'limud b'charusa. Words of Torah come to be only by learning with a chavrusa. Oz misbareres ha-shmaitza. Then the sugya becomes clear. Smecha, and again from the word borer, you select off the impurities. Smechem hadvarim. That's a term that Chazal used. Smechem hadvarim kin sinasim b'sinai. It's almost like the words dance. The words are happy, like when they were given at Sinai. Misyachedes hashchina im halomdim. The shchina unites with those who are learning. V'heim atzma matzlichim mischadadim. And they themselves are more successful and become sharper. As the Gemara on Shabbos says, Torah Tamima and his Makar Baruch has a whole chapter called Tovim Hashnayim. It's all about learning Bechavrusa and how the Netziv favored those guys in Volozhin who learned Bechavrusa. Halimud Bechavrusa Eino Kal. Learning Bechavrusa is not easy. Some of this Sefer is very practical. It refers to real life challenges. So learning Bechavrusa is not easy. Mitzad Echad Oriv Hanisayin Shel Batal. On one side, you have the challenge of Batala, which comes from...
It's an Orev.
It means to ambush. So the Batala enemy is on one side, raising the prospect of talking about other things, and that comes when two people are together. Umeidach hanisayon shel hisnatzchus v'kina. On the other, the nisayon of, from the word nitzachon, meaning wanting to be right, and jealousy. So either they're not learning or they're learning, so he has his ego, and the way he's explaining something, the way he asks something or answers. So therefore many young people choose to learn specifically alone. But it's not a choice from wisdom. That's a phrase in Kohelis. It's not a wise thing. Kihine al kagon zan nemer ein divrei Torah miskayim ela v'misha meimis atzmo ala. He uses a strong term, but it's something like this. The divrei Torah are not sustained but in somebody who kills himself over it. Meaning, granted, learning b'charusa can be difficult, but you're supposed to kill yourself for divrei Torah, so you're supposed to swallow some difficulty. Derech ha-Torah, derech aliyah hi. The way of Torah is a way of elevation. Kol tzad karuch b'nisyonos. Every step is, let's say, enveloped with trials. U'b'chol zos i'efshar lehirosea milechas tzad acharei tzad. But nevertheless, you can't, lehirosea is like to recoil. You can't move back from going one step after another. Hincha olal is batal. You're susceptible to get involved in batala, which means when you're not actually learning, you're schmoozing or whatever. Haratzon hachazuk shel olal is batal b'shum ofen yachriya. So the decision, a strong will not to be mevatel will override, will take precedence. Mochrochem lehis ragel ba'avoda iyunis me'umetzes betzav. So you have to get used to, if to train oneself in an avoda that's an analytical, it's strong, but betzav, so it means in a team, as a team. You have to work as a chavrusa. He'll meant to talk about the other challenges that come up from chavrusa and how we address them. I'll come back to that tomorrow, Mr. Shem.